Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is On Point. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Let's switch gears now and talk about next steps following last week's release of a redacted version of the Mueller report. We've heard a variety of reactions from members of Congress, with some Democrats prevaricating over the impeachment question. The president himself tweeted about it this weekend and also this morning in a tweet, claiming in part, quote, "Only high crimes and misdemeanors can lead to impeachment. There were no crimes by me," end quote. But beyond the immediate concerns surrounding the Trump administration, there's also this question. What message is Congress sending to Russia? What happens in 2020 or 2024 or every other future election if Congress decides to do nothing at all? Well, you can join the conversation. What are you asking your representatives to do or not do? And how do you think this will all play out in future elections? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. And we're going to start in Washington with Yamiche Alcindor, White House correspondent for PBS News. Yamiche, it's great to have you back on Point.
Thanks for having me.
So I do want to actually just get caught up with you over what we heard this weekend. So first of all, what has been the response from the White House over the weekend following the release of the Mueller report?
Well, the president has really doubled down on this idea that there was no collusion, no obstruction. He's claiming still that he was totally vindicated. He has gotten angrier at the Mueller team by saying that this was a crazy report. He's also fixated on former White House counsel Don McGahn, basically saying that he was someone who double-crossed him and betrayed him. Then you have Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer. He was on several Sunday shows, and he said that there was really nothing wrong with taking information from Russia, and that any candidate would want information, dirt on their opponent, and that people should just look at that and think that's what people would do. He said that he would advise against it, but what we're seeing now is really the president's team going on offense and saying nothing that we did was wrong, and that it's pretty normal what they did, which is completely not the case.
Okay, so they're going on offense, and yet in Congress, at least in the House, from House Democrats, which is where impeachment proceedings would begin, if they do at all, there's no sort of, the Democrats are not acting in lockstep on this. So, I mean, where are they? What are they thinking? What have they been saying?
The Democrats are really in a tough position, and in particular, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in a tough position. There are some people in her caucus that are now starting to say that impeachment should be done. And there are people like House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler, who was on Meet the Press this weekend. And when he was asked specifically, would obstruction of justice be something that should be an impeachable offense? He said yes. So while Nancy Pelosi has been very clear on the fact that she doesn't want to go down the impeachment line, there are people in her caucus and their House committee chairs who are saying, essentially, we could possibly be wanting to impeach the president. And then you, of course, have 2020 candidates. Most of them have not talked about impeachment. But Elizabeth Warren made some big news when she came out ahead and said, you know what? I would be in favor of impeaching the president. Now, I've been talking to sources in her campaign, and they tell me that they want to say that while she did come to that conclusion of, after reading the Mueller report, that the president should be impeached, she also wants to be focused on big policy issues. Today, she's rolling out a policy on student debt. So she's trying to both talk about impeachment while also focusing on other policies, which gets at the fact that Democrats know they are in a tough position.
Right. Well, so let's hear from some other Democrats here. This is Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat of Ohio, and perhaps another presidential hopeful, explaining to CNN's Jake Tapper about why he's willing to hold off on impeachment for now.
Yeah, let the process play itself out. Let's educate the American people, too, Jake. This is a very nuanced document. Let the American people really see what's going on here. It paints a terrible picture of the president's interactions, the blatant lying that happens, and directing people to lie to the public, to lie to lawyers, to lie to the Congress. I mean, it's very detailed. The American people, through this process, will get up to speed with how this administration has been behaving.
That's Congressman Tim Ryan, Democrat of Ohio. Yamiche, hang on here for just a second, because I want to bring in Tom Nichols into the conversation. He joins us via Skype from Newport, Rhode Island, and he's a professor at the U.S. Naval War College, specializing in Russian affairs and national security. Tom Nichols, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so Tom Nichols, if you are Vladimir Putin, or if you're anyone in the Russian intelligence establishment, and you hear Congressman Tim Ryan, what are you thinking right now?
Well, first I should say I don't represent the views of the government here. I think, you know, Putin is, his answer is mission accomplished. There is no right answer at this point. No matter what we do, in a sense, Putin's already gotten what he wanted, which is maximum chaos. I mean, in some ways, an impeachment would almost be the cherry on the sundae, would paralyze the U.S. government. It would fail, obviously, because of the intransigence of the Republicans in the Senate. I think there are two things that Putin wouldn't want to hear. One is that the Democrats are going to have massive investigations that would expose his operations and reveal a lot of Russian secrets. And also, and this would require a directive from the commander in chief, so this isn't going to happen either, also some kind of indication that we were going to take the fight right back to the Russians and make them pay some kind of price for this. But, you know, solving this as a political problem in America by no matter how we go about it, other than, I would say, through the electoral process, is going to be something Putin's probably going to be happy to see. Because, again, the more partisanship, the more stress and paralysis in the system, the happier he is.
Okay, but so what about these the massive investigations that you're talking about that Congress could pursue? They are, several House committees are pursuing further investigations. I mean, what more could they look for that Robert Mueller didn't already unearth?
Well, Robert Mueller was asked a very specific question. Was there a crime committed? Was there cooperation in a very specific definition of cooperation? And with Attorney General Barr, we saw that narrowed even more tightly on in a very specific way related to a specific event, the 2016 election. Congress can start looking at all kinds of things, including 30 years of the relationship between the president and the Russians, financial links. The Intelligence Committee can start looking into Putin himself and his culpability. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that Congress can do that are much, much broader than what Robert Mueller did. I think one danger here is if Congress decides that the only focus of those, I mean, again, you can chew gum and walk at the same time, but if Congress decides the only focus of those investigations is whether the president is impeachable, there's other stuff they can miss. I think they can do both of those things at the same time.
Okay, so Yamiche Alcindor, help us then get a clearer understanding about, at this point in time, where, you know, where is Congress focusing? It's got numerous investigations going on.
Well, I think the message from Capitol Hill is that they can walk and chew gum at the same time. So if you talk to some of the people who are focused on or interested in impeaching the president, they will tell you they can both be looking at the president's finances, looking at his tax returns, possibly looking at impeachment. And then they can also be looking at Russia and the activities that they did. But I think that one of the things that we're seeing here when in the political realm is that people like Tim Ryan are also saying, well, the American people are going to read this report. Most people are not going to read the 448 pages of this report. Most voters aren't going to do that. What they are going to do is hear people talk about this, and they're going to, and the president in some ways has benefited from the last 2 years of reporting, where we knew a lot of the things that were in the Mueller report, but it was a slow dribble. We knew about him wanting to fire the special counsel. We knew about Don McGahn saying that he was going to quit because he didn't want to carry through that. There was all this real-time reporting that benefited the president, because now there was this expectation that the president in some ways isn't always truthful, and that's putting it lightly, and that his staff at times does ignore him to try to save him from his own worst instincts. So now you have a 2020 campaign where Democrats are wondering, do we make the same point that President Trump isn't presidential, that he doesn't make good decisions? That's what Hillary Clinton's argument was, and she lost. So they're also looking at whether or not they should just pivot and go more broader and look at policy.
Well, so Tom Nichols, let me ask you, I heard you say a little earlier that an impeachment proceeding would be to Vladimir Putin's liking because it would further paralyze the American political system. But, I mean, isn't a counter argument to that that it it's not necessarily paralysis, but the functioning of the political system. If a special counsel essentially provides what to many people looks like the roadmap for impeachment proceedings, that to do nothing or to not follow that roadmap to whatever conclusion it might provide, is essentially a dereliction of duty of Congress, that Congress wouldn't be doing its job as a co-equal branch of government.
Sure, but those are two separate arguments, Magna. One is, you know, does Congress have an obligation here? And did Robert Mueller leave breadcrumbs that, you know, or a roadmap or whatever metaphor we want to use here? That's a perfectly legitimate argument, and it may well be that Congress, especially, I think Yamiche is absolutely right, the public isn't going to read this report, but congressmen have to. And if it leads them to the conclusion that the president has committed some really seriously impeachable offenses, then that's, as you say, the functioning of the system. But if you ask me, how does it look for Moscow? That's a different question, especially because the outcome of an impeachment is preordained. And that is, you know, when you say wherever it leads, we have to be realistic about this. It's only going to lead one place. It's going to lead through, brutal trial that will end in acquittal because the Republicans are the Republicans. And there is not going to be any swing. And I think that, again, I want to go back to Yamiche's point about the framing of this. The framing of this was really successful by the Trump administration, not just by the reporters, but also by people like Rudy Giuliani, who sounded like they were talking crazy for 2 years, when in fact what they were doing was putting as much of the craziness out in public up front to get people used to it.
Well,
Congress may well have a duty to do this, but the Russians are going to enjoy it anyway, no matter how we go down that road.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point. Well, Tom and Yamiche, since both of you mentioned Rudy Giuliani, let's just play a moment here from Giuliani's appearance this weekend on CNN with Jake Tapper. And of course, Giuliani as the president's attorney. And here's what he said about the aspects of the Mueller report that said that perhaps the Trump campaign, that the Trump campaign accepted information fed to them by the Russians.
There's nothing wrong with taking information from Russians.
There's nothing wrong with taking
information. It depends on where it came from. It depends on where it came from. You're assuming that the giving of information is a campaign contribution. You read the report carefully. Mm-hmm. The report says we can't conclude that because the law is pretty much against that. People get information from this person, that person.
So you would have accepted information from Russians against a client, against a candidate if you were running in the presidential election?
I probably wouldn't.
That's Rudy Giuliani on CNN this weekend. Tom Nichols, I'm just going to come out and say this. You are sounding very reasoned right now, and I appreciate that. But on Twitter, you're a little more forceful about what the Mueller report has revealed and its implications, especially Volume 1 of the report. Not so much, we're not even talking about Volume 2 and the, you know, what the report alleges the president has done. So I'm a little confused here.
It's a nightmare. I mean, as I said, on Twitter, it's Volume 1 is a living nightmare. To go through it, you know, is ghastly. But if you're asking me the question about impeachment, that's a separate question. You know, impeachment, the Russians, again, looking at if I'm going to put on my kind of Russia hat and say, if I were Vladimir Putin, how would I regard impeachment, especially if I know how it's going to come out? That's a different question. With that said, Volume 1 is horrendous. And it's as I wrote in USA Today recently, it's a dereliction of duty that the president's not responding to it. And what Rudy Giuliani just said is it's beyond appalling. That it is post, you know, this is just post report spin saying, well, you know, everyone would do it. There was a great comment recently by John Dickerson of CBS who said you'd have to change planes to cover the distance from where Giuliani and the Trump team started to get to where they are now. They started with there was nothing happened. We didn't talk to anybody. That would have been wrong all the way up to we can take information from anybody as long as it wasn't a handshake and a quid pro quo for foreign policy. And I mean, that's horrifying. And it's horrifying for Giuliani, who was a prosecutor, who would have just totally brushed aside an argument like that when he was a prosecutor. Now, you know, ending his career with this kind of ignominious rationalization.
Yeah. Well, so, Tom, let me ask you, though, before we run out of time here. What do you think the implications are for every future American election, though, given what we already know and what Robert Mueller has further illuminated?
Well, I think after what Rudy said, the Russians and others will keep trying to attack our elections. And the only thing that they're going to hear, as I said, you know, a few minutes ago, the only thing that they're going to hear that's really going to get them concerned is, we see this, we are going to respond to it, and we're going to do things that not only are going to harden us against your attacks, but we're going to do some things in return that you're not going to like. And that requires a decision by the national leadership to do it. And right now, we just don't have this. So pretty much everything at this point is a net win for the Russians, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, Yamiche Alcindor, we've just got a minute left here to go. How do you read sort of we started this conversation by you telling us how the White House has been responding, how the president has been responding. I mean, are they responding from a point of confidence that impeachment proceedings may not eventually unfold?
I think the president is feeling like the impeachment will not happen because of really what Tom said, which is this idea that it's going to fail and that it's going to take up all the oxygen in Washington while Democrats want to have some sort of platform to show to the American people to make their case that they have better ideas than Donald Trump, not just that they're not Donald Trump. So I think, and the president likes the idea of talking about impeachment because his voters get more excited to vote for him when they talk about impeachment.
Well, Yamiche Alcindor, White House correspondent for PBS News Hour. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And Tom Nichols, professor at the U.S. Naval War College specializing in Russian affairs and national security. Tom, it was great to have you. Thank you so much.
Great to be with you.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.